I do appreciate all the singing, the choir singing, special singing, everything that's been done for the Lord this morning. This is a great, great part of Scripture that we read about the beginning of man and woman, the beginning of every one of us, parents to you and I, Adam, our father, Eve, our mother. We can trace it all the way back to the beginning. I don't know a whole lot after that. You don't either, other than the Noah and one of his sons that we are related to, but most of us don't know our kin back but just a couple of generations. But we have this recorded. All of us came from these two. These two that were in the beginning with God. These two that God allowed Moses to record their names, to have their names, to have their creation, to have them recorded before they fail and after. And I want to read in Genesis 3, verse 1, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, made themselves aprons. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. I want to look at this for just a moment and preach on this thought. Living in the light or living in the lie? Living in the light or living in the lie? Eve was the one recorded that had the conversation with the serpent. The Bible said, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Now there's nothing wrong with the serpent at this point. God made it that way. And that is the way Satan chose to use the most subtle of the beast. More subtle than any beast of the field, Satan entered in. And the Bible said that he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of it, every tree of the garden. He said unto the woman. Why didn't he say it unto the man? He said it unto the woman. Now, this action that we're going to look at this morning, I want to look at Eve's temptation and her response to the serpent. She had God's word up until this point. And even beyond this point, God's word had not changed. They knew that God had said, she even said it. God said we could eat of every tree. Every tree. Just the tree in the midst. We're not to eat thereof. And then she added, nor touch it. God hadn't said that this far as we read. God had said, in the day ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die. That was enough. Listen to me, friend. That was enough to give Eve the light she needed to know the direction she was going in, or that she should go in. You and I, listen, we ought to thank God that we have His Word to show us the way. God's Word and what He has said would keep you and I from many temptations. There she was, being tempted of Satan. He said unto the woman, Satan's craft, listen, and we see it today, is to cause doubt on God's Word. He began to attack what God has said. Yea, hath God said. He began to twist what God said. Question what God had said. And that's the way it is today with so many perversions. There's not a doubt in my mind that Satan's craft is behind all of the perversions of God's Word. And those that would doubt, yea, as God said, are you sure? I mean, this is not all of the words of God. You're looking at a Baptist preacher that believes every word in this book is the words of God. Inspired, inerrant, and plenary. Amen. As other men have said, I believe that God breathed on every one of His words. God spoke them and gave them to us. And I believe them. God, I believe God has preserved it. You and I have the light of God's Word to give us that direction. When the devil comes to tempt us, and tempt us he will, we have something we can go to. And when he begins to twist it, you need to go back and look at it and see what God hath said. Because Satan is sure to use a little bit of truth and a lot of twisting. Are you listening to me? And he always has. I mean, he said partly about what God said, but not all. He twisted it. And so listen, this woman that God had made and gave to the man, she's the one that he goes to. He went to the weaker vessel. Now, she was alone at this point in the garden. Alone. She tempted Eve alone. You remember when he went to Christ? He was alone. You know, it's when people get alone that Satan will tempt you the most. That's why, listen, God wants us as God's children to assemble together so much the more. Especially as we see the day approaching. Why? There's more falling away in this day than there ever has been. More temptation to fall away. You and I, we don't need to be alone to let Satan tempt us. She was alone. He tempted her when she was alone. People that are alone, listen, there are more temptations
take place when people are alone. Why? They think nobody's looking anyway. Nobody's going to see. Nobody's going to know. But God knows. God sees. God sees and God knows what we've done. God knows what we think. God knows what we said. God knows where we've been, what we've done. God knows. God has a record of it. We will not escape what God knows. Listen, Satan knows. Don't ever let yourself be put in a situation where you're alone. I know there have been times I have had to be left alone for whatever reason. Listen, it's not a good thing with Satan around. Amen. It's to our benefit to not be alone. Now I know us that are saved, listen, we have God and His Holy Spirit with us, abiding with us, and thank God that we do. Because He'll be there directing us and speaking to us and guiding us and teaching us. Us that are saved, He will. I believe that when Satan comes to tempt us, we have our Savior, His Holy Spirit, teaching us, guiding us, leading us, showing us the way of truth, the way of the light. And He'll take His word to do it. And so she had the light of God's word to know the way, but Satan got her alone and began to tempt her. Look at what he said. Yea, hath God said. Did God really say that? Did he say that? Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? I mean, this is a tree in the garden too. Didn't God say, eat of every tree of the garden? Yeah, God said that, but He said of that tree, ye shall not eat of it. The woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. You're right. He said we could eat of them. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. The serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. You know, I was thinking when Brother Brandon was teaching this morning there in Matthew 27, you know, how that the priest, persuaded the multitude to destroy Christ. How that they, you know, did. Now, here's Satan, he's persuading Eve. You're not going to die. You're not going to die. And the priest is saying, he's not the Messiah. He's not the Savior, and so they're easily persuaded. And so she's being persuaded by Satan now. You're not going to die. God, I mean, God said that. He's not, you're His. I mean, He's not going to kill you. You're not going to die. And so Eve, listen, the first thing that I see that happened to her was she took the leadership role to speak for the house. Immediately, I believe that Eve should have went and got her husband and said, I'll be right back with somebody who'll be real interested in speaking to you. Amen? I mean, but she took the leadership role and she began to converse with her greatest enemy, the greatest tempter. Listen, you're no match for him, and I'm not either. Amen? And I mean, we cannot approach this tempter, lightly. We cannot look at him as just anyone else. He is the master murderer from the beginning. He tempted them, and they did eat, and they did die spiritually. Listen, he's a murderer from the beginning. He murdered our parents. Did you know that? Satan murdered them. He was set out to murder them that day. Set out to break their fellowship with God on this day. lead them from perfection to sin. He said, no, your eyes will be open. You're going to be as gods. You're going to be just like God and His Son and His Holy Spirit, knowing good and evil. You're going to know good and evil. It's not going to affect you, but you'll have the knowledge of it. They already had the knowledge of it. God already said, this tree, it brings death in the day that you eat of it. That's all the knowledge that they needed to know about that tree. And God's command was, don't eat of this tree. In the day that you eat of this tree, you'll die. You'll surely die. That was the knowledge that they had. They already had knowledge of evil. Don't touch that. That will be sin to touch that and eat of it. Amen? They already had that knowledge. But he said, you're going to experience it. You see, he began to wrest. He began to twist and tempt her. I mean, he began to pervert the extent of what God wanted Adam and Eve to know. They know not to eat it. If they'd die, Satan said, you're going to experience this and it'll give you a greater knowledge of, like God. That's what God meant. You see, you'll have a greater knowledge of this. You'll be like God. She saw that it was good for food. Listen, Satan caused her to doubt God's word. I mean, was this wrong to eat of the trees? Not of the trees in the garden, but this tree, it was. Hath God said, put that doubt in her mind. That doubt of whether what was the meaning that God meant behind this. Are you listening to me? Listen, you're not, I mean, those people that say this is wrong, it's not wrong. It's not that bad. I mean, this ain't going to hurt you. I mean, listen, young people, the devil, you know what he wants you to know today? That if you'll get out here and just be among the world and take part, you'll have a sharper image and you'll be a little more intellectual than somebody, you know, that's kept and hovered away from it. You know, them kind of kids, they're stupid. And so you'll have a greater experience of how the world works. That's the lie of the devil. He wants to take you, use you, abuse you, cause you to sin, and cause you to die. He's a murderer from the beginning. He's not interested in your intellectual mind. He's interested in scarring your mind. The more you take part of, the more your mind is scarred and perverted. And he's got you alone in a place where you're alone, a place where you'll experience things alone that you never should have. She should have never had this conversation with him at all. Amen? I say she should have never had it. And you and I, listen, we have conversations with the devil we should never have. We should learn like Michael the archangel and say, the Lord rebuke thee. He's the only one that can cast out Satan. Amen? I know we've taught our people how to use God's word like Christ did. That's a good example. But I don't want to get into a batting back and forth with Satan at any point in time. I'd rather refer him to my master and my king every time. Say, the Lord rebuke thee. There she had the conversation, begin to doubt. Satan diluted it. How do you dilute something? You dilute it by adding to it. And she did from the beginning. We read where God said, you shall not eat of the tree. He didn't mention anything about touching it. Did he? But she added that part. You know what that did? That diluted it. That dilutes the purity of the Word. No doubt Satan walked right up to that serpent and said, "Really? I'm not dead. Ain't that amazing? I'm touching it." Now, the Bible doesn't say that, but I can just imagine. He's going to do everything he can to cause her to doubt the validity of everything that God said. And so it's diluted. And then, you know, if you want to look at it on the other side, augmenting God's Word, which means, you know, you add to it to increase it to try to make it greater. Maybe she was trying to make it sound, you know, worse than it, you know. God said, don't even touch it. You know, it's worse. Well, that's augmenting it. It's not helping it. Amen? You and I need to leave God's Word as it is. It's pure as it is. It has strength as it is. It has authority as it is. I don't need to add to it. Amen? I don't need to help God one bit. I need God's help myself. Amen? It's people trying to add to God's Word that augment it, they dilute it, and then eventually reject it. She eventually rejected what God said. Because God said not to eat it, and there she is eating. So she rejected. That's living in a lie, not living in the light. Up until this point, she was living in the light. She was enjoying every tree of the garden, but that one. The one God said, don't eat it, and the day you eat thereof, you shall die. She's walking in the light with her husband Adam. Walking in the light. She had not sinned. Are you listening to me? Her eyes are exactly the way God made them. She didn't even realize that she was naked. Are you listening to me? Adam didn't either. They was as innocent ever could be. None of us have ever been that innocent. Listen, our babies, when they come forth from the womb, now that's about as innocent as you and I will ever know. But you know they're still born in sin? Now don't you ever doubt that God keeps them little fellers and them little gals until they get to the age, amen? That's right. Listen, these preachers that believe that a little old baby like that, because, you know, it has the sin nature as much as I do, that, you know, oh my Lord, you talk about a wicked doctrine, they'd say something like that. That a little old baby would, not go to heaven. That's a wicked statement. Amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I mean, Jesus, he even told his disciples, said, suffer the little children to come to me. Why? Because they're innocents. They're kept by God. Amen. I believe that. I really believe that. But they still have that sin nature. But listen, Adam and Eve, they weren't even there yet. They were more innocent than a newborn baby. He didn't have a sin nature. He had not sinned. He had a choice. He had a free will. He could choose. And up to this point, they chose to believe God and walk with God. Amen. In the cool of the day. And fellowship with God. And look at God. Amen. But their eyes, the eyes of them both were opened. And it was not the experience that Satan promised Eve. To be like God's. She was ashamed. God ain't ashamed. But she was ashamed. Adam was ashamed. They saw themselves naked and they were ashamed. They sewed fig leaves and put it around them. And they hid amongst the trees of the garden. They wasn't like God. They experienced sin for the first time. Experienced it in a way that God never wanted them to experience it. God said, I told you enough, Adam, Eve, about the tree. Don't ever do that. You don't want to know what death is. Satan tried to equal what God said, in the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die, to No. That means you're going to be like God. You're going to have a special knowledge. You're going to be different. Oh, no, it wasn't nothing. It wasn't no comparison to what God had said. He's a liar. He's a liar and he's a murderer. He wants to get you alone, to tempt you, to drag you down, to destroy you, to dilute God's word. Listen, we've got a generation of people today that hate preachers and churches that tell the truth. They hate it. They don't want to hear it. They get upset about it. They try to find fault with it. Oh, that's got to be wrong. It's got to be wrong. So he got them to reject, and it proved fatal. You ought to try to read that in light of what happened. It started slowing me down here a lot lately, Brother Mike, when I read this. Because this is more devastating than I've ever really comprehended. It cost us everything. There's people going to hell today because of this. Because of the fall. Because of what came out of it. Sin. Sin. People still rejecting, still pushing God's word away, living in a lie, not living in the light, believing lies over truth, over God's light. Listen, I mean, look at the one statement God made about that tree, and look at how much Satan had to talk about it to eventually get her to go against it. No, God didn't say, you're going to be like gods. You're going to know good from evil. It's good to eat. I mean, he's just on and on and on. That didn't change the fact that what God had said, and it does not change. And listen, I don't care if this conversation went on for 100 years. God's word didn't change at all in them 100 years. If it was 100 minutes or 100 seconds, God's word about it had not changed. The condition of the promise had not changed. And listen, today God's word is just the same. You come or you don't. Come to Christ for life or you don't. There's heaven and there's hell. There's blessing and there's cursing. And God's still saying, choose life. The day of grace, the door's still open. God's still saying, reject Satan and reject his lies and believe my word. Yet man today, because of the temptation of Satan, the Bible says, there's no hell. That there's no punishment for sin that severe. No, this is not going to happen. No, not you know, the way God said, no, that's just, you know, somebody's mistaken history. They, you know, this all come from mythology anyway. That's what the devil said. A lot of this come from mythology. You know, it come from all different parts around the world. And the Jews finally got a hold of it and made big stories out of it. That's what Satan, that's one of his lies. He can't never stick with the same lie. He'll tell enough people enough lies to where everybody's got their own lie to believe. He'll tell you a lie that you want to believe. That's the way Satan does. If one lie is not good enough to get you to believe it, he'll come at you from another angle with another lie. And I've seen more people, you listen to what this preacher's saying today. I've seen more people believe the lies of the devil over this book. And they'll say things like, have you read so-and-so? Oh, it's very inspiring and it brings to light a lot of things. It's very intellectual. They think they're smart. See, even God even said, professing themselves to be wise, they became what? Fools. God deniers. Because the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. See, to reject God's truth, you might as well reject God. If this is not God's word, if God didn't say it, then God, he just don't exist. We don't know if that's God's word. God's word? Are you kidding? God's word? Who's God? Take away his word and then take him away. That's what they've done in creation. No, God didn't make it from the beginning. Now, if you want to say it like that, okay, a supreme being over billions of years, you know, things kind of formed it together. That's the way God created the heaven and the earth. No. The Bible said that in 6 days, 24-hour days, the evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and the morning were the second day. The evening and the morning were the third day. And God went about all the way to the end of the week, and he rested on the seventh day. You know why God worded it that way? So that you and I would know there was a time frame. Yes, God has said that there's a day with the Lord as 1,000 years, 1,000 years as one day. In the ideal of prophecy, that is true. But in creation, God wanted you and I to know he wasn't talking about them kind of days. He was talking about days with evenings and mornings. I read something from one writer the other day. I'm glad there's men out there smarter than me. He said this. He said, all of the fossils in the earth cannot be the history of the world up until man. Because by man came sin, sin brought death. So the fossils in the earth of dead things has to be the history since man fell. I thought that was a pretty smart statement, amen? That kind of sounds biblical to me. Nothing in there, nothing has ever died until death came by man. That sounds pretty smart. Listen, if you believe the Bible, you'll quit believing a lot of the lies being spewed out here. Amen? That's right. That's right. And that's what Satan is always going to do. And that's how he started with her. For people not to walk in the light anymore, but to walk in lies. lies. The greatest lie ever told is probably, well, I'll just say one of the greatest lies ever told. You can get saved another day. How many people in here saved ever heard that lie? He told you that too. I know he told me enough. Just wait, you can come back next Sunday. Not today, just not today. You know, not while everybody's looking. You can come back next Sunday. Come back tonight, you know. Or at home. You can go home, not here in front of everybody else. He lies, lies, lies. Why? He wants to keep you from the light. Just from believing what God has simply said. I still believe, and I always will believe, that Jesus is the way, the only way. His blood is the only remission of sin. And that the new birth is possible by His Holy Spirit to sinners that will repent and believe. You'll repent and believe. So you have to turn from the lies. You have to turn from the darkness. Turn to His marvelous light. I'm done. I'm amazed at this story. So many things Satan is ruthless. Listen. He challenged God's authority this day. He challenged the truth. That's what makes him antichrist. He is against Christ on every angle. He's not your friend. He's not trying to help you. He's not trying to show you a good time. Oh, he will, but he doesn't show you what the end of that good time looks like. I want you to stand this morning.